It's day 241 of hashtag 365, and a massive big up to my friend Lucy, who lent me a book that I've been reading. And you know what? You know when you start reading a book and it just gets you, just grabs you? I read this entire book in like 16 hours because I was just so engrossed by it. It's all about blood sugar. It's called The Blood Sugar Diet by a guy called Dr. Michael Mosley. And what is fascinating about the book is that it talks about so many of the things that we've talked about here over the past year on the podcast. So everything from intermittent fasting to the importance of reducing calories to lose weight, to upping your step count, limiting carbs, taking sugar out of your diet. He talks about food addiction, keeping bad food out of your house, telling your friends and family about it, all that sort of stuff. It's really quite uncanny. I kind of wish that I'd read the book before I started this whole journey, if I'm absolutely honest. But the whole premise of the book is that it's actually about diabetes and about how if you're pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, if you get your weight off, there's a fairly good chance that you could reverse that diabetes diagnosis. And there's loads of stories in the book about people who are medicating every day. The doctors have prescribed them medication to deal with their diabetes. They've been told they're going to be diabetic for life. And then they lose loads of weight. The fat drains out of their pancreas and out of their liver. They start reacting again to their natural insulin and they can come off their medication. It's such an inspiring, interesting, fascinating book. So thanks to Lucy for lending it to me. And if you fancy reading something about weight loss and, you know, even if you don't have weight to lose, if you're just interested in the mechanics of the body and some of the science behind it and some of the studies that have happened over the past 50 years and some of the conspiracies that exist within the food industry as well, it really is a fantastic read. So I can't recommend it highly enough. And no, I'm not getting paid to talk up his book. However, what he talks about is the sort of core premise of the book is a diet. And it's a very, very full-on diet and a very quick diet. So kind of at odds. It's the one thing that's sort of at odds with this whole year-long journey that I've been on. He talks about losing weight really quickly and about how research says that, you know, if you lose weight really quickly, because you see the results so quickly and because you know it's not ages you have to stick to it, you're more likely to stick to it. Now, my own experience doesn't tell me that that's true for me, but that, of course, could be true for other people. And actually, the premise of hashtag 365 was this year-long commitment to getting more healthy and eating better and you know, developing a healthier relationship with food and sort of setting out my stall of knowing that it's going to take a year. But he talks about doing it in 8 weeks. And you know how I've been doing 1,500 calories a day, every day? Well, when I stick to it, of course. He talks about doing 800 calories a day, every day. Which is brutal, isn't it, if we're honest? But equally, he does talk about the fact that, you know, if you get to 2 weeks and you've reached the weight you want to get to, you don't have to stick to it for the full 8 weeks. You know, he's very pragmatic and very kind of, well, yeah, very pragmatic in his process. So I'm wondering whether I should do it. You know, let's face it, I've got a lot of weight to lose before the end of this 365 journey. And I've really been quite taken by the concepts that he talks about in the book. So could I do 800 calories a day, every day, for a couple of weeks, even just as a starting point, see how we get on? It'd be an interesting experiment, wouldn't it? Definitely. So I think I am going to try it. But realistically, I'm not going to start it until next week. Now, I know that's the enemy of weight loss, saying, oh, yeah, I won't start till next week. But realistically, on Friday, I'm at an all-day awards ceremony, which is basically going to be a massive piss-up, if we're honest. And then on Saturday, I'm going to some fancy ball, like a kind of masquerade-type ball in Brighton. So I can't. You know, I haven't got control of my food and drink at that either. Well, I have, but you know what I mean? There's going to be temptations going to be rife. So I think it's pretty stupid of me. I don't want to set myself up for a fool. I can stick to 1,500 calories easily, but 800 calories, that's not going to be doable. I need to I need to not be going to any parties to sort of achieve that, I think, if I'm being realistic with myself. So, yeah, something I'm going to think about, and we'll talk about it more, I'm sure. Tomorrow is a midweek weigh-in, so I'll see you there, and we'll see if we've managed to get my weight down from the extraordinary weight of 16 stone 11, which it was at the last weigh-in, which is just ridiculous.